Wilco took a direct line down from the top of the glacier, backing slowly lower, securing his ice axe and feeling for each step with the points of his crampons. While he had been searching for the fixed ropes to the left of the bivouac, Wilco had realised something was wrong with his eyes. The eye is especially vulnerable at high altitude, where ultraviolet light is more intense than at sea level. Without protection, the ultraviolet radiation inflames the outer covering of the eyeball, resulting in excruciatingly painful snow blindness. Wilco recognised the symptoms because he had suffered the same problem at the North and South Poles. Dehydration, he was convinced, made it worse, and he was desperately thirsty. It had been a hot summit day, and foolishly, he had dropped his flask in the traverse on the way up, so he hadn't had a drink since then. Now he knew he had to get down immediately. If he didn't, and his eyes got slowly worse, he would be trapped. Wilco struggled to keep himself from panicking. On K2, the altitude was going to kill anyone in the end, and it was finally killing him. It only took a small mistake to slip and fall. He couldn't expect Marco and Gerard to carry him down, and no helicopter could get up to this height to rescue him. It was imperative that he descend quickly. He wasn't going to wait for Marco and Gerard. They hadn't reacted when he had told them. They were too tired and too absorbed in searching for the ropes. He had to save himself.